At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to the A to Z English Podcast.
Welcome to an A to Z English Quick Chat. Today, we're going to surprise each other with a topic and see where the conversation goes. Remember, you can check our website for a study guide with vocabulary notes, discussion questions, as more, as well as links to our WhatsApp, Facebook, and other social media so you can join in the conversation. And today, for the first time, as many of you saw or listened to in our live stream, we are joined by Sochil, our new third and amazing host. So we're going to let her introduce a topic for today and see what the youth of the world want to talk about.
Okay, so the topic I thought about is memes. And I think, I'm sure you guys were around internet culture, this sounded bad, but you know, internet culture when memes were first emerging, you know what I mean?
I remember some very old memes. I'm on Reddit a lot, like probably too much. And so that's where I get most of my memes. I don't do a lot of Facebook or other social media, but Reddit's a meme culture as well. And so... yeah, that's where I get a lot of mine. And I was definitely around at the beginning of the internet, the dawn of time.
Yeah, I'm pre-internet. I'm a dinosaur, you know, when it comes to this stuff.
Sochil, I'm curious, for me, memes, although I see them online a lot, and a lot of people just post them on Reddit as, you know, this is the thought or whatever, and then people comment on them. I use memes as a reply, mostly. I don't like create my own memes too much, but like if I'm in a chat with a friend, I have a small library of memes that I have saved on my phone, just the ones that I like the best. And I use them to reply. So if a friend like Jack not too long ago asked me if I was able to do something to help him, and I like Rick and Morty, and there's the oh yeah, can do Meeseeks meme. And so I replied with that meme to him instead of, you know, typing out, yeah, I can do that. I replied with the meme. How do you use memes?
I think also same? Like in conversations, or sometimes like, I think we make our own memes and post them on our Facebook or Instagram or our stories, like Instagram story, Facebook stories, but I do use them a lot in conversations, but I do tend to make my own. For a while, my friends and I had a picture of me, where I looked like I was giving, like, I was just like, what the heck, like this, like what the heck look on my face. And we would use it whenever, like we would use this meme of me whenever something weird happened. So like we use memes of our own face sometimes, like we just make our own memes. And then
Do you still put text on them? Like you often see with more traditional internet memes, or is it just the image of you? Was that itself the meme?
I think the image was a meme.
It was just the image.
Yeah.
So I was confused.
Right. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. And then we do often just like take memes from the internet, like download it on our phone. And then I'm sure you see this a lot, but you black out like the word and put a new one on top of it.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So it's got
kind
like,
of like building like on that idea, right? Like,
yeah.
Like the famous Bernie meme where it's like, I am once again asking for your financial support. And we would like black and output, I am once again asking for your emotional support. Or I am once again asking for whatever. Like,
Yeah. Okay. I've seen those as well. I mean, there's so many meme generators online as well. I have made some of my own as well, like just copying the format of one, but you know, changing it to fit the context and sending it over. Yeah, memes are a cool part of internet culture.
When do you think that they started? Like when was the first meme? Because I know the first meme was like the one of the first memes. Is like the kind of dirtbag guy. Do you know what I'm his hat is sideways and he's kind of a scumbag, you know?
Scumbag so Steve.
Is that what he is? Is that it? Is that him? Is that real?
Yeah, scumbag.
So something like that, yeah.
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 So like scumbag, what would be like a situation Steve. Where you would use scumbag Steve would be like if somebody did something kind of rude to you or whatever, you would reply with a picture of scumbag Steve. And that would, that, I mean, essentially that's, is that, am I right? Am I using the memes correctly? I'm not really sure, you know?
What I would see a lot of times is like for those memes, because they usually have text on them and you can put your own text on them as well. And so what would be an example of a scumbag Steve thing?
I remember one where it's like, there's hand towels in the bathroom, but he uses your towel to like wipe his hands. And I remember that. And it's just like scumbag Steve. I do remember
yes,
that.
That's a good one.
So maybe Jack, you come over to my house and you use the wrong towel. And so then like in our group chat, you know, of everyone, you come over and I reply later with that. Like Jack comes over to my house and uses the wrong towel. And I use the scumbag or Steve meme.
I drink and your last beer that. Or something like that. Like I take the last beer out of your fridge and then you go to get your beer and I'm I already drank it. So I'm scumbag Steve, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are scumbag Steve is definitely one of the older memes. Not super old, but it's one of the older memes for sure.
Yeah, I thought it was like one of the first memes because that was like probably the first ones I was exposed to. That one and Awkward Penguin and the little kid that does like the fist thing. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Awkward Penguin and then Awesome Penguin. Remember like where they switched the colors and switched the sides? Yeah, those are definitely older. And it's really fun seeing memes come back because Scumbag Steve, Awkward Penguin, you don't see those too often these days, actually. But, you know, 10 years ago, that was, you know, almost everything on Reddit was one of those memes. And sometimes people bring them back and throw them back. And it's always great when they're used correctly.
Yeah, I remember another meme of is it like a nerdy kid named Brian or something, and he's got braces, and he just has bad luck all the time. Like
bad
you know,
luck, Brian.
Yep, bad luck, Brian. Is that what he is? Is that right?
Yeah, Kev has a good memory. Oh my gosh, yes, bad luck, Brian.
I'm like this guy named Brian. He's got bad luck. What's his name again? Yeah, yeah. So like. He shows up at 10:30, but the test started at 9:30 or something like that, you know? So there's some horrible luck situation. Bad luck, Brian, scumbag Steve.
I think one of my favorites of the old memes was overly attached girlfriend. Do you remember that one? It was like the girlfriend who's like got this look of just like, I love you look. And it was always just, like everything you do, she's just overly attached to you. Actually, she's an interesting example of meme culture as well. The woman who was that, because most of those memes, it was just some random, it was like the picture of Socho that her friends used, but then it slowly just goes out into the actual internet and people just start to use it. And Socho's like, oh, that's me. Like there's confused Socho.
You're famous. Yeah. It goes viral. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So the girl who did overly attached girlfriend, she actually used it to make a bit of a social media presence. She got a bit famous from it. I think she had like a pretty famous Instagram account and Facebook page and things for a while. I think she's calmed down now. I never really followed her, but I just saw things occasionally come up.
YouTube. I remember seeing the YouTube video and it was just funny because like the memes are cultural too, right? And then so like a lot of the things that like she said, like she would she would meme herself as like examples of overly attached girlfriend. And right. I remember thinking, and this is a conversation I get into with my friends a lot in Mexico, like those things aren't considered like overly attached girlfriend. In the US, it's like, it's really weird. Like casual dating here is really formal compared to the US. Like US is really casual here. Like you could go on a casual date and the person will take you out to eat and pay for everything and blah, blah, blah. And like in the US, it's like, hey, want a Netflix and chill. Like it's just, it's just weird to see the differences between like, and yeah. It just goes back to memes. Like there's memes in Spanish language and memes in Korean mm-hmm. and memes in English.
Memes definitely are very cultural. Yeah. It's interesting to see how the same thing, it's like, this is funny. Right. And someone in another country is like, no, what do you mean? I don't understand.
Yeah. Like, what's the joke? Doesn't, right.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But that's humor. I mean, that's actually something that would be interesting to talk about maybe in another episode later on, is humor types and what works in America. I mean, even in English speaking countries, it's different. American humor is different from British humor, mm-hmm. right? That's famous. There's British humor. And that's the same with memes, of course, as well. My favorite for memes, I don't know if you guys ever use it. Like we're on WhatsApp, of course, right? And WhatsApp is a pretty good app for chatting. My favorite chatting app though is Discord, because Discord has an amazing meme library. You can basically type it, and they've got like thousands and thousands and thousands of memes to send. It's basically the emoticon of WhatsApp. So instead of sending a little sticker or whatever, instead of sending an emoticon, you send a meme to everyone. And so, yeah, Discord is great for that. You can have an entire conversation in meme only. Nice. Well, so for everybody listening out there, what's your favorite meme? And even if it's in your language, actually, maybe try and reply to us in our WhatsApp chat or on our webpage and actually send us a meme. I would love to see some non-English memes. Although please, if it's in your language, translate it to English, and then we can see if we can actually understand what the joke itself is, because I think it would be interesting to see both the meme and how it's used. So please share your memes with us here on the A to Z English podcast. So thanks everybody for listening. Remember, you can join our WhatsApp group, check our webpage, tell us what you think. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, you know, click that 5-star button and leave us some comments. Yep. That would be very helpful. So we'll see you all next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.